to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America, and welcome to our show. It is Thursday, October 11th, 2012. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room, managing the warp drives, feeding the hamster, and ready to answer your calls when you call on in. And let the phone ring a couple of times. There's a lot of buttons and switches, and sometimes it may take a second or two for her to reach over and grab that handset, especially if she's on another call. So, and a little bit of patience, it'll be worth it here. Program note reminder, tomorrow Claire will be joining us in hour number two of our show. We have a guest scheduled for hour number three. Mark Krieger will be talking about preparations for social upheaval and a lot of the advice that he has to share with us. So that's, we've got a double guest show tomorrow. We got a lot of news here to cover today, but before we get in, first of all, a reminder, the Republic Broadcasting fundraiser is still going on. They're getting very, very close to achieving their goal. We just need one more push, and we can start this program of expansion and equipment replacement that is long, long, long overdue. And again, we get no corporate funding. We have no foundations handing us gobs of cash with an agenda attached to it. You know, we'll give you this money if you will tell everybody that Bigfoot is real or something like that. So we are a network for the American people, and we depend on the American people to keep us going, keep us strong, help us keep getting the message out there, help us oppose this escalation of World War III, because if this thing really gets going, it's going to be a bad day for everybody, except for the money junkies. They love this kind of stuff. So we're going to be mentioning this a little bit more in depth a little later in the show. Now, before we get into the news, a couple of things that I consider red warning flags. All of a sudden, my email and blog posts and all the rest of it, we're seeing a renewal of this flood of poisoning the well topics. Apollo moon landing was faked. There was a mass email going out about that one. Chemtrails, weather modification. Elvis was the secret love child of Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster. That kind of stuff. And we recognize this for what it is. It's a propaganda tactic. The government and the corporate media are desperate to discredit the alternative media, to try and make them look so silly that people will just scurry obediently back to the corporate-owned media to get their daily ration of propaganda, to get them to go ahead and say, yes, we will throw our children onto the bayonets of the designated enemy this week. And they're changing back and forth. Remember when Al-Qaeda was our enemy? Now they're our friends in Syria and Libya. So everybody's switching sides. So we're getting all of that kind of propaganda. The other thing, I was just watching the corporate media. They're making a big deal over this piece of music that was apparently written by a composer in the slave labor camps of Nazi Germany. And it has been redone into a concert, and they're touring all over the place. It's called Defying the Nazis with Music. And it comes complete with survivors of the slave labor camps are getting up there and saying, oh, Hitler was bad. And again, when they start wagging the Holocaust at you, it's a red warning flag that Israel's getting ready to uncork something really nasty, and they're trying to build political support to remind you all that you will feel sorry for these people, and you will hate everybody else. And so, once again, Israel's waving that perpetual victim card around, and frankly, I think most people are just sick and tired of it, because whatever it is that happened back during World War II, and we can't trust any of the official stories about that. We know that at this point, whatever happened in World War II happened before most of us were born. Talking about the middle of the last century, and they're still trying to wave it around like it's current news, and it isn't. We have problems here and now today in front of us. We have cruelty, genocide, oppression, war in front of us right now. That is where we need to keep our focus, not on regurgitating, you know, these orthodox accounts of something that happened before we were even alive. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I wanna be a pirate. I wanna sail the seven seas, yeah, I wanna be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And of course, everybody's getting ready. Tonight is the vice presidential debate, Joe Biden against Paul Ryan, and the corporate media is doing this big thing about, you know, Joe Biden has arrived in Kentucky, and they were having this live video feed of them getting the door on the airplane open, and then apparently the little staircase was a little off to one side, and Biden didn't want to have to do that little dipsy doodle coming out of the plane and walking down the stairs because it doesn't look presidential, and so they backed up the ladder and put it next to the plane so that Biden could just stroll down a straight line. And it is absurd the lengths they go to play to their image that they're trying to create, and I think they actually did more damage because it made Biden look very petty and trivial. You know, the ladder's not quite centered. Please move it again. Now, the media, which apparently is still desperate not to talk about what's going on over in Spain and Greece and all of these other places where they're trying to just salvage the situation or kick off a war to distract from it, they're still going on about this Lance Armstrong situation where, oh, horror of horrors, he was on drugs and he was evading drug testing, and what a terrible, terrible thing. And I'm not saying that Lance Armstrong was right, but who cares? Lance Armstrong does not influence my life. Lance Armstrong is not in control of the national economy. He's not out starting wars. In terms of our everyday lives, Lance Armstrong is irrelevant in terms of our quality of life. And I'm starting to wonder, why do we do this whole thing about we're going to drug test athletes, but we don't drug test our politicians? I think it should be the reverse. You know, athletes are playing games. You know, if they want to get high, who cares? But our politicians that do impact our lives and our economy, and certainly the lives of our children in war, boy, we ought to have them, you know, peeing in those little cups every single day. Actually, I think anybody running for office in our next country ought to be given a full psychological evaluation. And if you show any sociopathic tendencies at all, you are out of here. We don't do that in this country. By golly, we'll make sure our paid professional athletes are towing the line here. But the politicians, eh, who cares? It is. It's a very strange bias. Lance Armstrong doesn't affect my life. I don't care if he's doing drugs. But I'd sure like to know who's clean and sober up there on Capitol Hill. I did a little Google Maps search. Boy, you should see all the liquor stores there are in Washington, D.C. Man, oh man, here. Maybe we need a little breathalyzer tube on the front of the Capitol building. You know, before you go in to legislate, you have to blow in the tube, and then it'll unlock the door for you. I think that'd be a good idea. We ought to have that. All right, I want to talk a little bit about this escalation over Syria and Turkey. And yesterday, as we reported, a Syrian flight, commercial passenger flight, on its way from Moscow to Damascus was intercepted by a pair of Syrian F-16s. And forced to land at Ankara because the Syrian government had intelligence that the plane was carrying heavy weapons to Assad's government. And by golly, Syria says it's our right to make sure that Russia isn't sending weapons to another country. The plane was forced down. It was searched. The story of what they're searching for changed several times. Originally, they said heavy weapons. Then they said, we're looking for equipment that is inconsistent with the laws of civil aviation. So they were trying to basically find a reason to justify what they were doing. And apparently, they didn't really find much of anything. They found a couple of radios that they say could be used for military purposes and some kind of very fluffy thing where they said parts and materials that could be used to make rockets. Well, frankly, if Russia was going to send something to Syria, to Assad, they're not going to send it in kit form. It would be already assembled and ready to go here. So this is already starting to bounce back on Turkey. Clearly, it was a provocation. Because Turkey's trying to kick off this war with Syria on behalf of NATO and the United States so they can drag in Iran and really get this world war rocking and rolling in grand style here. Now, according to the flight engineer on the plane itself, Turkey didn't find anything. It was just, we're going to go up and hijack this plane out of international airspace because by treaty, when you allow air routes over your country, as long as the plane is not landing in your country, by international treaty, you have to leave it alone. You know, they have to talk to your air traffic control, stay out of the way of everybody else. But that's it. Now, apparently the plane has been released. But apparently before they would allow the aircraft to leave, the Turkish government forced the flight crew to sign statements saying it had been an emergency landing, that it was their choice to land in Ankara, and there were no F-16s. I mean, that's how absurd this is going. So Turkey is going to say, oh, no, we didn't do that. We didn't, you know, the crew admitted it was an emergency landing, and it's the usual kind of propaganda stuff that you're, that you have going. But apparently one of the flight attendants on the plane, told Russia today that four people on board were beaten up, two of the crew and two of the passengers. Over this forcing them to sign the documents, because obviously they don't want to sign something like that, and they were literally beaten up until they'd sign. So it's a major Charlie Foxtrot politically, but obviously Syria was, you know, told, keep on provoking, keep on shouting, keep on grabbing things, keep on bombing things until Syria is forced to respond, and then we've got them. Meanwhile, Syria is saying, okay, if Turkey took anything off that plane, then they owe Syria financial compensations for it. So they're gonna kick up that little kerfuffle there. And again, Turkey is coming off looking like the bad guy on this situation. Meanwhile, Putin, who had scheduled a trip to Turkey to discuss relationships and whatnot has now postponed that trip. And so Russia very clearly is being shoved over to the Syrian slash Iranian side of the coming conflict, which may have been the ultimate strategic goal of this little exercise here. So there's a very interesting story where the Turkish government is insisting that there was no danger to the passengers and nobody got hurt. And it's very interesting that they made a statement in their official statement from the Turkish government. They said there was an ambulance standing by just in case, which basically tells us Turkey knew there was a risk some of the people would be hurt. But now Turkey is trying to save face and pull back and cover for this thing. And again, Turkey looks like provocateur here. This stupid thing about having the flight crew sign a statement saying it was actually an emergency landing. They're trying for political cover. But in this day and age, nobody's going to believe this. Nobody's going to believe any signed confessions obtained under a beating. It's just nonsense here. Now, we have been watching for the last couple of days these congressional hearings into the attack on the American consulate in Benghazi. And some very interesting information is coming out, quite at a contradiction with the original official story. First of all, we've learned there were no protests or demonstrations in front of this facility. There were no crowds of people waving placards about that silly little anti-Muslim video that they're still trying to pin this all on. Nothing at all. No protests going on at the time. The hearings have revealed that security at this facility was drawn down just before the attack. And apparently this was done on orders from all the way up into the White House. They basically pulled away in a hostile environment, a recently conquered nation. There's still a lot of people very sore about that. They deliberately withdrew security from this facility where the ambassador was. They're now admitting that whoever planned this attack, it had to be planned in advance, which means planning for it started before that video was put up on YouTube anyway. The video was a hastily thrown together affair to try and say, oh, the attack on the ambassador was the result of this silly video and those Muslims overreacting. But they're now acknowledging the attack was not a spur-of-the-moment spontaneous operation. It was planned in advance. Apparently, the diplomatic security that was at that facility was saying they were asking for more protection. They were not feeling that they were very safe there. They felt there was a threat. They kept asking the State Department, we need more security here, and they were told no. So we're getting all of this information coming out now that directly contradicts the official story about, oh, those gosh darn Muslims, they overreacted to that silly little video. They don't value freedom of speech. And they went and they killed our ambassador. Wave the bloody shirt, wave the bloody shirt, wave the bloody shirt. There's a video on the front of whatreallyhappened.com, which you need to go look at. Okay, the DNC chair is out there trying to explain that even though the U.S. government made wrong statements about the Libya attack, it doesn't mean they were false. That's kind of the morality of a five-year-old who sets the cat on fire and then he says, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to do wrong. And that's basically what this woman is out there saying. Well, yeah, the statements weren't correct. They weren't accurate. But trust us, we weren't lying to you. We weren't trying to deceive you and paint a false portrait of what was going on. And so they're falling back and reacting from that one. All these little propaganda operations are just absolutely cratering here. There has been an attack on another U.S. embassy, senior security official. Apparently, shooters on motorcycles drove by and just gunned the guy down. And they're all saying, oh, it's got the fingerprints of Al-Qaeda. Actually, they don't have any fingerprints at all. And shooting people from motorcycles is a tactic that was developed and deployed by Mossad. So, again, we're in the era of wet work. People are being killed for no other reason than to garner headlines in the newspapers here. We got to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
meat eaters.
The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phone. Steve in Tampa. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Mike. I just wanted to get a couple facts about Proposition 37 straight with you. Yesterday I was listening to your show and you requested that or you suggested that people start to, you know, inform a lot of the people in California that about the proposition.
Well, I suggested people that have access to the alternative media and all these videos and all these scientific reports should make a point of talking to their friends and neighbors who may not be as internet savvy and who are still getting most of their news from the corporate-owned media to basically go out and start evangelizing these people.
Right. And me being a Rivera Ranger and fluent in Spanish, I thought I would get on there and, you know, just let people know what it actually was, because I saw an ad and it was like, vote no on Proposition 37, and I scratched my head, and after the commercial, I thought, what is this, a double plus good or a double plus ungood? But it was to vote no, and it sounded like it was totally in reverse, to make you think that you're voting for something, whatever. But It was just
that's a very common a trick to go in and try and claim that what you think you're voting for, you're actually voting against. And basically, for people who aren't really paying attention to the actual proposition, they can be tricked into switching their vote.
Yes, but yes means no.
Yeah.
Wow. Just a clarification. I think you said 37 countries require in Europe.
Over 50 nations already require GMO labeling. It's all mandatory. And more nations are just starting to block the importation of these products until it can be proven to an absolute certainty that they're safe. The burden of proof is not on the public to prove that these products are dangerous. The burden of proof should rightfully be on the companies to not be allowed to sell them until they are demonstrated to be 100% safe. And we have seen the whole safety testing process become so politicized and compromised. That's why we have all these medications that are causing harm. That's why we have all these chemicals in our food that are bad for us. And now this GMO technology is the most dangerous science, and it's being handled in the most reckless and cavalier manner, and that's why we should all be concerned.
Right. I'm on it, Chief.
Okay.
One other thing that I wanted to mention is one thing I remember from my high school civics class is something called checks and balances. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you could talk about that or whatever happened to that kind of concept. And that's about all, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Well, checks and balances is something we were all told the government had in order to keep it on track and in line with the Constitution, and it's a wonderful concept, and originally it did exist following the founding of the nation, but over time, of course, we have seen the checks and balances be erased and taken down. Power continues to be concentrated more intensely at the very, very top, and especially with these executive orders. Obama is just bypassing the whole check and balance process. A lot of laws are being voted through. The Supreme Court won't even look at them, let alone rule on their constitutionality. And it's just a way that this country is being taken further and further into a fascist dictatorship. So it's a nice idea. And I'm sure our public schools are still teaching that, yes, our government has checks and balances, just like they're probably teaching the kids that the corporate-owned media is there to serve as a watchdog on government abuse. And we know that that really isn't true at all. Corporate media is a political and commercial battleground where truth is no longer a priority. It's all somebody's agenda. It's all advertising in one way or another. In fact, I think the former head of CBS News once said, news is what everybody's trying to hide. Everything else is just advertising. And I think he's absolutely right. Going to switch over to Brad in Kentucky. Aloha, Brad. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I was going to say, I never really cared much for the Turks. If you've ever seen the movie Midnight Express, mm-hmm. you'll know why. I was going to say that, I didn't know if you knew or not, but Michelle Bachmann showed up at a Chicago synagogue for Yom Kippur, and a number of the congregants walked out. I didn't know if you were aware of that or not.
I hadn't heard. I stopped watching Michelle Bachmann a long time ago. I mean, she's a good example of what's gone wrong with America's political process. But since she's out of the race, I kind of stopped paying attention to her.
Yeah, well, as far as Turkey is concerned, I'm sure that the prime minister is under a lot of pressure from Israel and the United States. To get a war started.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely. And one mortar shell, which even the FSA has now admitted in German TV, they fired it, and Erdogan has just been shelling Syria continuously ever since, and now there's this hijacking of the plane. We have to take a break for some commercials. Thank you for the call, Brad. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can eat. A fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him, the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. It's some
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And going back to Brad's comments about Turkey and Midnight Express, if your impression of the Turks is based on that movie, you have been bamboozled yet again. Remember, we have this long, ongoing bias in Hollywood that anybody in that part of the world, oh, they're savages, they're evil, they're bad, and so forth. And you need to remember the context of the movie Midnight Express. And the movie was based on a book written by the kid that went through that. And, of course, from his point of view, oh, he was a victim. He was treated bad. They caught him smuggling heroin. And that was a very serious crime in Turkey. Probably still is. Okay, and if you're going to go traveling around another country, you follow that country's laws or you're going to get in trouble. And it's your own darn fault. So they basically caught him smuggling heroin. He got tagged in an anti-terror search on his way to the airport. And yeah, they caught him smuggling heroin and they threw him in jail. And Turkish prisons are not pleasant. But everything else that's in there was just sort of this dramatization to make you feel sorry for the kid who broke the law and got caught. And so what you saw in the movie doesn't represent Turkey. It represents Hollywood's idea of what they want you to think Turkey is like. By the way, the guy who played the evil jailer who was just abusing and beating and all the rest of that stuff, his next movie after that, he was Bluto in the Popeye film with Robin Williams. Talk about a change of, oh, that was such a funny situation. Well, then Shelley Duvall, who played Olive in the Popeye movie, her previous movie was, that horror film about the hotel in the mountains and stuff like that, The Shining. Talk about an actor's challenge to go from The Shining to being Olive Oil and Popeye and so forth and so on. A little bit of Hollywood trivia there. But, yeah, you have to stop thinking that what the movies are telling you represents what the world is really like. What the movies are telling you is what the Hollywood political establishment wants you to think the rest of the world is like. And I've worked in the film industry for a lot of years, and I have seen how loosey-goosey they play with some of the facts. They're telling stories. They're telling fictions. They're pushing a propaganda agenda. And so I'm sorry that Brad seems to hate the Turks because of that movie, but the movie is a very intense dramatization of a very self-serving book written by a guy who got caught smuggling drugs and didn't like the fact that he got thrown in prison. So need to be very, very careful about these things. Now, getting back to the real world, apparently there has been a bit of a kerfuffle between Britain and France over scallops, because apparently some British fishing boats fishing off the coast of Normandy in international waters, well outside the 12-mile limit, were accosted by French fishing boats that wanted them to get out of there and have the scallops to themselves. And apparently the British fishermen called for the British Navy to come in and reinforce their fishing rights in the region. And unfortunately, as the oceans do get fished out, because nobody wants to catch any seafood in the North Pacific anymore since Fukushima blew up, we're going to see these disputes. This is our fishing ground. No, it isn't. It's in international waters. Well, you know, you may only recognize a 12-mile limit, but we insist on 200, and it's going to get ugly. They're going to fight over everything. In a world of scarcity, every shortage is a reason for another military action against somebody else. Now, the big news right now, and I still have not seen it reported on the corporate media, it may be there, but it's certainly not getting the coverage that Lance Armstrong is getting, or this new, you know, defying Nazis with music propaganda that they're waving all over the place. Standard & Poor's has slashed Spain's credit rating to triple B. This is one notch above junk status. In fact, it's a BBB negative with a negative outlook, saying it could get downgraded again. And this is going to make it all but impossible for the Spanish government to issue any more bonds and borrow money. And the interest rates imposed on Spain are going to go right through the roof. So this may be the final nail in their coffin over there. Now, remember, if either Spain or Greece collapses, it will trigger those credit default swaps that were sold on their debt by Wall Street. Wall Street does not have the cash reserves to pay the claims. In order to pay those claims, we're talking about either massive hyperinflation, just new money printed up by the Federal Reserve to hand out to pay the claimants, which will make it all worthless, or Obama could pull a Nixon and simply say, we're not going to abide by the agreement in the interest of our own national security. That'll crash the entire derivatives market and possibly the dollar as well. So there's no easy way out of this situation. And we know that Obama is doing everything he can to keep Europe together until after the election. And it's getting really, really dicey over there. Now, a very interesting development took place in Greece. As you know, those protests are going on. There was a huge demonstration against Merkel, complete with Nazi flags and all the rest of it. And apparently, Greek military forces joined the protest in uniform, marching in a military parade in uniform, chanting the anti-Merkel protests. And the public joined in with them. So you have the riot police protecting the government and the military clearly siding with the general public against austerity and bailouts. And so that's a new factor to take into the calculations about Greece, because that pro-banker government that got in after two elections, and the second of which was marked by massive vote fraud, there could be a military coup in Greece and bring it all crashing down. Now, yesterday, Lagarde made an announcement that passed with virtually no notice for reasons that'll be obvious, basically saying Greece needs more time to meet its austerity goals. In other words, there is no deal. Greece is going to run out of money next month, and then it's going to start coming apart. And that's basically where they are. Maybe Obama is sending shiploads of dollars over there to keep them together until after the election, but it's all coming apart. Things are so bad in Greece that the Coca-Cola company, the local franchise, Coca-Cola Hellenic, they're moving to Switzerland. They're getting out of the country completely. And they're one of the largest companies in Greece. So Greek business is just leaving right now. They know when to get out here. As you're probably already aware, the reason Merkel was down there in the first place is Germany, which has the strongest economy of the European Union, has been borne the brunt of the cost of trying to keep all of these Ponzi scheme banks floating. And they've basically cut their own economic growth in half. Germany's economy is starting to grind to a halt because of all this money constantly flowing out to make good on all these debts that are all ultimately, if you trace them back, they all go back to that model of private central banking issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest. All of this stuff, the underhanded deals that were seen as necessary or at least expedient between Papandreou and Goldman Sachs, all of this other game playing, all of this accumulated debt, it all goes back to that failed private central bank model. We're feeling the effects of the collapse of the pyramid. And they're trying to say it's all the fault of the people. You aren't working hard enough. You're not producing enough. Well, you took the jobs away. What do you expect us to do here? The Swiss Federal Institute in Zurich just completed a study called The Network of Global Corporate Control that demonstrates a very tiny group of corporations, mostly banks, are effectively running the world. A mere 147 corporations form a transnational super entity, and they now control 40% of the world's wealth. And the banks that are most influential in steering global events right now are Barclays, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Vanguard Group, UBS, Deutsche Bank, Bank of New York, Mellon Corporation, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America Corporation, Societe Generale. And the list goes on from there and there. And I mention this because we've seen this three-step process to global war. Step one, offer easy credit, get the consumers on the hook. And then when they stop borrowing, the Keynesians scream the government has to borrow on behalf of the public to keep the private central banks going, because without more borrowing, the pyramid collapses. Then when the governments can't collapse anymore, that's when the bankers start a world war to force everybody to go even deeper into debt to pay for the war. And then after the war, they have to borrow more to rebuild from the war. That's the scam. And you need to remember, prior to the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war, and we hover on the edge of big mistake number three. Now, these 147 technocratic super entities, these banks that are really in control of the world and hiding behind the illusion of democratically elected civil governments, they're facing a bit of a problem because 180 countries have signed on to the BRIC agreement. Okay, so this technocratic super entity, they've got the lock on the G5 countries. The rest of the world are basically standing up. They're dropping the dollar. They're severing their ties. They're ending this whole global interlink of their economy, and they're making plans to continue their lives without the G5 and, more to the point, without the U.S. and without the U.S. dollar. So that we come back to this thing I've said many times before. When they talk about a clash of civilizations as a justification for all these wars, what they're really talking about is a war between banking systems. The U.S. government is sending your children to be killed and crippled to force onto the rest of the world the exact same type of banking that our nation fought a revolution to be free of. that talk about your historical irony. Now, in these last few weeks before the election, of course, we should never take anything that the government or the corporate media says seriously. They had that unemployment level at 7.8%. Everybody's already laughing at that. We know the real unemployment. The real jobless rate is closer to 40% here. Now they're saying today jobless claims slide. Fewer people applied for unemployment benefits. And if you don't think that they cooked these numbers to make Obama look good before the election, then I have some of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction to sell you. The other one they're putting out there is foreclosures are at a five-year low. That one may be true. It's trivial for Obama to call up some of his financial supporters who are in that part of the financial services industry and say, can you slow down the foreclosures until after November? And they'd say, sure, buddy, anything for you. But it's all driven by politics. None of it is driven by what is good for the American people or the nation as a whole. It's all about, I want more power. I want more money. Now, Bloomberg came out with a story which it seems very Orwellian, doublethink in its approach to what's going on. And the headline reads, U.S. downgrade seen as upgrade as U.S. debt dissolved. And they go in there saying U.S. debt has shrunk to a six-year low relative to the size of the economy as homeowners, cities, and companies cut borrowing, undermining rating companies, downgrading of the nation's credit rating. Basically, in a roundabout way, Bloomberg is saying, ignore the fact that the ratings companies are saying the U.S. credit rating is poor. Pay no attention to those people. You know, they're the same ones who told you the mortgage-backed securities were all rated AAA. And they go through a bunch of numbers about total indebtedness, and they're talking about various sectors of the economy. But Bloomberg's calculation does not include things like unfunded mandates, money that will have to be borrowed to meet obligations by the government that are sitting on the books but not paid for. It certainly does not include the trillions borrowed and showered under Wall Street to bail them out of the mortgage-backed security fraud, nor does it include the drop in the value of the dollar caused by this drastic overprinting to cover that cash created out of thin air. Consumer debt has dropped, but so has the ability of consumers to pay the debt that remains as the high-paying jobs continue to flee the United States for foreign shores. So this particular article from Bloomberg appears to be more of this, hey, things are looking better, elect the incumbent president, and pay no attention to those people saying the U.S. is in trouble because, hey, things are really, really good. And they aren't. You can tell that for yourself. Just walk down Main Street, look at all the retail vacancies, look at all the homeless people. It's just amazing stuff here. Now, again, this may be just campaign season propaganda, but apparently the Justice Department is continuing to build a criminal case against J.P. Morgan, and they have apparently acquired audio tapes of phone conversations. I'm not sure where they got those tapes, if there was a phone tap, if there was a warrant, or somebody was using a phone system that keeps an automatic record of all calls, which a lot of corporations and the White House do. But apparently they found phone calls in which J.P. Morgan employees openly talked about how to value troubled assets in a more favorable way. And remember last March at this conference, private, no public, press allowed, this conference organized by Harvard Law School, J.P. Morgan Chase basically got up and said if the FDIC had to take J.P. Morgan over, the FDIC would immediately write down their asset base by $150 billion. So basically, J.P. Morgan is doing the same thing that Enron did. They're overvaluing their assets to make their balance sheet look positive. And, of course, we all know what happened to Enron and who wound up paying the costs of that particular disaster here. Apparently top executives of several private equity firms, including KKR and Company and Blackstone Group, were trading emails, colluding on ways to scoop up companies on the cheap during the buyout boom. Price setting. They said, I will not compete with you for this company if you won't compete with me for that company. And they went in and bought these things on the cheap. That, too, is also illegal. And it seems, and even Wall Street insiders are saying this, Wall Street and the U.S. economy has reached the point where it cannot survive except through fraud and criminality, which tells me it shouldn't survive at all. We're always seeing this politician saying about preserving the U.S. banking system, but at some point, you know, like somebody in the hospital room who's on full life support and the needles are all in the red and stuff like that, you have to say, at what point do you pull the plug and say it's not worth preserving any longer? And I think we're already past that point here in the United States of America. As Obamacare gets ready to kick in, companies are already starting to transition their full-time workforces to part-time in order to get around the health care coverage requirements. And so the workers at places like Olive Garden and Red Lobster, who were full-time employees, they're now being put back to like 30 hours. That's 10 hours of work and wages they're going to have to live without, so the employers can save a few bucks on the mandated health insurance coverage. Talk about unintended consequences and a government that doesn't look for them when they pass these things. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. I guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Place them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And if you were the victim of a fraudulent foreclosure, involving phony notaries, forged documents, all of that stuff that was going on. It was called Foreclosure Gate. And you were probably very angry over Obama's foreclosure settlement, where they went around the country and they pressured all of the state's attorneys general to stop all investigation of the banks and mortgage companies, basically retroactively indemnified everything that they had done. Nobody got arrested. Nobody went to jail. They paid a token fine, which was just a tiny percentage of the money they made off of all these fraudulent foreclosures. And Obama said, okay, we're going to send out this money to make amends to the homeowners who lost their home. Yes, you lost your, you know, $300,000 ranch house. Here's a check for $17,000. We hope you feel better. That in and of itself was a terrible insult, but it's just gotten worse. Because apparently over in Arizona, the state government there has grabbed onto that mortgage settlement fund, about $50 million worth, to patch a hole in the state budget. And apparently, when this went to court, when housing advocates said, hey, you can't use the money for that, it's got to stay in the housing trust to help ease the impact of the foreclosures, Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Mark Brain rejected that and said, hey, it's the state's money to do whatever they want with. So if you thought you were going to get anything from Obama's foreclosure settlement, nope. The state will just grab it and use it to keep floating themselves along a little bit longer. Kodak has gone to court. They're in bankruptcy because they failed to ride the digital evolution revolution. They did have some digital cameras, and they were all terrible. An epic fail. You know, the company that was so good at making film photography available to everybody became the standard in the United States of America, supplied Hollywood with emulsions for all those years. When the digital revolution came around, Kodak was a little late out the gate, and when they finally got to market with digital cameras, they weren't very good. And so now Kodak is in bankruptcy. I've actually been to the Kodak Mansion up there in Rochester, New York. It's an amazing place. And so now Kodak has gone to the bankruptcy court for permission to basically end retiree benefits, specifically medical benefits. Kodak had an agreement with their employees. If you work for us and then you retire, we have these benefits. And so the court is, Kodak is saying, well, we can't pay them. We don't want to. We want the court's permission to basically break our agreement with our own workers. And they're probably going to get it. Now, back in 2010, when we were starting to see this whole green technology and green revolution and the beginning of Solyndra and various other situations, we got to take a break for station identification. I'll complete this story on the other side after this brief interval.